This is Time Out with the Icehogs with Dave Schmidt on Newstalk 1440 WROK.
Now it slides back to the bottom of the circle. Still battling for the puck. It's pushed back to the corner. Siegel looking for flick right circle. Back door, but he shot it. And it's turned away. Another shot tipped in and a goal! Siegel from behind the goal line. Banked it off the leg of Nathan Lawson and in. And Rockford on the board. At the 10:43 mark of period number one.
After this interview, Brandon Siegel was traded from the Rockford IceHogs to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Schmidt, and it's Time Out with the IceHogs. And today we have the captain of the Rockford IceHogs, Brandon Siegel. And Brandon, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, the captain. What does that mean to be the captain of the IceHogs?
It feels great. It's a great honor, and just means that I'm a leader on and off the ice. And if they need me for anything, whether it's personal issues or obviously on ice issues, and they can come to me, and obviously they expect me to go out there and play my best every night and lead by example.
And do interviews too, right?
Absolutely.
Right. That wearing that C, that's a big deal in hockey, isn't it? It's not like any other sport. I think in hockey that C means a lot to a guy.
Yeah, it's a huge honor. It's my first time being a captain in professional hockey, but I've been a captain in minors and back in the day in my hometown and growing up. And obviously it's a huge accomplishment, and it looks, it feels good when, the guys look up to you and the coaches look upon you to lead the team.
And you have to be like a mediator during the game sometimes, don't you? When the penalties are calling, they're always coming over and talking to you.
Yeah, a lot of times that's mostly every penalty I try to get up there and just try to get a little info and just try to, ask the ref, what's going on. And you got to have that personal relationships with the refs because
right.
You don't want to get on their bad side and just make a call just because they're mad at your team or something like that, right? So you just got to keep a good conversation going with them throughout the game.
Have you been doing pretty good at that so far this year, Brandon? Would you say?
I think I don't know because they've been catching me a lot of times here, so I don't know what I've been saying. I might have been saying the wrong thing, but who knows?
And you're one of the veteran guys on the team right now, and you got a lot of young guys on that team. Is that kind of fun to work with them as a guy that's been around the block a couple times?
It is fun. I just remember it feels like yesterday I was the young guy on the team, and
right.
It's amazing how fast your career goes by. But I enjoy being an older guy on the team and being the captain and having all these young guys come up to me and, just asking questions. And, I like to, show them and tell them what I've been through. And, I've been through everything in my career, everything, you can name it. And it's amazing how it works out. I enjoy it. It's kind of funny that I'm, only 28 years old. I'm
just
the second oldest on the team now. I enjoy it. And, hopefully my leadership can pass on to some of these younger guys.
We're talking to the captain of the Rockford IceHogs, Brandon Siegel. And, you played some NHL hockey, and last year you were like 40-some games with Dallas. Yeah. The first time you ever stepped on a rink as an NHL player, do you remember that at all when you were Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I sure do. It was amazing. It was kind of a whirlwind. I was playing in Bridgeport, Connecticut at the mm-hmm. time, and I just got called up, so I had to drive to New York, which is about 45 minutes away, and then hop on a plane. And I didn't get into Tampa Bay till about 45 minutes before the game. So I basically quickly got into my gear and went out there and played. So then it was kind of a good situation, though. You didn't have time to think. You just kind of went out there and played and had a great game and got another game after that. And then the following year I played with L.A. and Dallas. So,
Has there been anybody you crossed paths with that you said, wow, I'm glad I get to play against somebody like this or played with at the time? I mean, some hockey player that you probably looked up as a young guy coming up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you can just name it. When I was in Tampa Bay, there was Vinny LeCavalier and Martin in St. Louis. And, and when I was in Dallas, I played with Morrow and Ribeiro on a line for a while. And there's Brad Richards there, too. So it was got to know a lot of guys, got to make some good friends up there. And being friends with some of these high-profile guys was pretty exciting for me, and just hanging out with them, and getting to know them was a great experience.
How do they treat you when you come up as a new guy?
They actually treat me really well.
Good.
I have no complaints whatsoever. You know, it's different, you know, than the oldest stories you heard back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, guys, you know, very professional, very, very nice. And, you know, and they just, you know, want you to succeed, especially when they play on your line. Obviously, they want you playing the best you can, right?
Right.
So you're helping them at the same time.
You know, you played, like I said, 40-some games last year with Dallas. How'd that feel to have that's a long stint for a guy.
Well, I was actually up there pretty much the whole year, which was, and I went down, you know, it was kind of a, you know, a tough situation. We picked up Langenbrunner because we were making a run there.
Okay.
We were a first-place team in the Western Conference. And, you know, I was, contract-wise, I was on a two-way contract still last year. And the only reason they need to send a guy down,
you know,
just to create some space. So, and that was unfortunately me, and I was having a great year up there. And
yeah,
you know, they were, you know, it was, you know, they didn't want to do it, but it was kind of, they had to do it, and it was disappointing. But, you know, I went down for a month and a half and played in Texas, which was fine. But, you know, I came up for, you know, the last month too. So, I mean, I was pretty much there the whole year, and, but, it was a great experience and, one I'll never forget. And, you know, a lot of, you know, great games I played in, and some good buildings, and, you know, it was, great experience for me. And that's what, you know, you strive for, you know, in your career. You try to make the NHL, and, you know, I can tell everyone I did.
Yep. It's still a business, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's amazing. The hockey's the easy part. It's everything off the ice that makes your head spin, and I can sit here for hours and hours and just tell you stories about all
I bet you
the off-ice stuff that goes on, and it just makes you sick to your stomach.
Now, when you made the decision to join the Blackhawks organization, was that your decision, or did you have to think about that a long time before you made the move?
At the beginning of the summertime, I had a bunch of offers, and I kind of passed over. I was hoping for something different, and then, you know, Chicago came up at the end of the summer, like late August, and there was a, you know, I thought it was a good opportunity to come here, and, you know,
you've been here before, so.
Yeah, that's right. I've been to Rockford, so it was familiar territory, and I knew Bernie from when I was in Norfolk, so that was a good situation, and I knew the team was young, and I wanted to come and, you know, be a leader on the team and hopefully get up to Chicago as fast as possible.
And you're leading. You're scoring, what, 12 goals, tied for the leading scorer, and you go out there and say, I don't care where I'm at, I'm going to play good hockey? Is that how you look at it, Brandon?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter where I am. I always want to, you know, play hard. And that's just me personally. I mean, I want to go out there and do the best I can, whether it's just playing shinny in the summertime or anything. And obviously, I'm still 28 years old now.
I'm just a kid.
I'm in my prime. So, I mean, I want to get back up to the NHL, and so I'm going out there every night and trying to do whatever it takes.
And this is a good organization for that. There's a lot of guys on that road 90 down to the United Center to play.
It's an easy commute, and I mean, they're bringing guys up, and guys are doing well up there. Like, look at Shazi and Hayes.
Yeah.
Playing really well for them, and, you know, hopefully I get that opportunity. And, I mean, it's funny the way the business works. There's still 29 other teams in the NHL that watch you play, and so you know, it doesn't matter where you're at and who you're with. You can end up with another team, and, you know, the next day. So it's funny the way the business works.
You know, you were here back in 2004, 2005 when it was United Hockey League, and you were coming down from Milwaukee, and that probably was not a big lot of fun for you. But you really played well. I think you're kind of like the light went on when you got here. You could just see how hard you played and wanted to play, and we started winning, and it was a lot of fun that year.
It was a lot of fun. Actually, as you said, like, it was disappointing because the year before I won a Calder Cup with Milwaukee, and everything was going great. And then that lockout year really hurt because, no, I was still the youngest guy on the team of Milwaukee, and we were carrying 15 forwards at the time, and I wasn't playing much. And, you know, the coach was like, you know, why don't you go down to Rockford and, you know, and play a lot of minutes and then you know, kind of find your game, and we'll come back up. And it was great for me. I went down and played a lot and played in situations I wasn't playing before, and you know, I just kind of took the ball around with it, and especially in playoffs there, you know, I got a really good opportunity, and, you know, the puck just kind of found the back of the net and just went on from there.
Did it kind of clear your head out when you came down for that little stint, kind of let you do whatever you wanted to do a little bit?
Yeah, I really did. I mean, as I said, I wasn't playing much, and it was frustrating up in Milwaukee, and we had a great team in Milwaukee. We were, you know, a first-place team, so it's kind of tough when you're in lineup and you're winning every night too. Right. So there's not much changes in the lines. So, you know, when I came down here and, you know, got put on the first line and first power play, I was just like, this is awesome. Great.
Yep.
And, yeah. And, you know, and it didn't matter where it was, I was going to go out there and play hard. And, you know, it kind of worked out for the best and, you know, found my scoring touch and, you know, I carried on from there.
And Steve Martinson was the coach, and now he's down at Chicago Express at ECHL. I think he was a good coach for you at that time.
Yeah, he was a great guy. I really like Steve, and, you know, a lot of respect for him. He's, you know, he's done really well with his teams. He's won a lot of championships, and, you know, so I really enjoyed him and had good conversations with him, and he really helped me out and put me on the ice, so...
He was kind of a character on that team. There was a couple of characters on that team, including Steve Martinson.
There were some beauties on that team, let me tell you. A lot of fun. I remember one game we were playing in Quad Cities, I believe. Mm-hmm. And
the Mallards.
We only carried one coach. It was only Steve.
Yeah.
And he yelled at the ref, like, I think 5 minutes into the game and got kicked out of the game. And we had no coach the rest of the game. So we just kind of... just ran lines as it were. It was kind of funny the way it worked out.
You know, since you've been up to the NHL and now you're back in the AHL, how much difference is there in the quality of play from the AHL to the NHL?
It's a big difference. I mean, the American League is really young, especially now with the new veteran rule they put in a few years back. And when you go up to the NHL, it's almost easier to play just because you play your position. You know what to do on the ice. You have to do it because everybody else is playing their position, and it's just you go out there and play. And then down here, it's guys are kind of learning the pro way, and it's still a little scrambly. But you know, it's down in the American League. It's a great league, though. It's hard to play in. It's, you know, it's considered the second best league in the world, really, basically. And you know, and it's tough. And you know, obviously these guys make the jump and. You know, they can play in the NHL pretty easily.
Are you fine-tuning anything, getting ready to make that step back to the NHL?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm fine-tuning my game all the time, whether it's in practice, if I need to work on my shot and something like that. You got to always got to just fine-tune your skills. And obviously, I've been up to the NHL. I played almost 100 games up there, so I know exactly what it takes and what they're expecting out of me. So just got to go out there and get my chance.
What do you think about Rockford? You've been here for a while now.
It's a good city. I mean, my wife and
good
I...
Good hockey town, you think?
Yeah, great hockey town, great fans. And I like what they did with the rink. You know,
yeah, it's a difference that you were here the first time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. You know, as I said, my wife and I, we enjoyed it. It's got everything we need, and we're kind of... we're from suburbs of Vancouver, so we know it's, you know, Rockford's kind of a suburb of Chicago, so it's the same kind of feeling, so...
So how does she like being a hockey wife?
Oh, she likes it. She enjoys it. Obviously, it gets... gets a little lonely, and
sure,
and especially her being Canadian, she can't really work down here at all.
Okay,
so you know, she's just kind of finding some hobbies to do and trying to find some things to do in the town, and you know, trying to take the dog for a walk or something. Yeah.
You know, being Canadian, this may be my last question I asked you. Is it a little different playing in the States? Does it seem a little different, or is it just part of the hockey experience?
It's part of the hockey. You know what? I've lived in the States for the last 10 years now, and it's pretty much the same. Other than Tim Hortons coffee again in the morning every summer, every day in the summer, I should say. That's pretty much the only difference. And you go up to Canada and the NHL, and you play in those cities. That's pretty exciting, but. Obviously, there's teams in the United States that have unbelievable fans. Chicago, one of them.
Yeah.
You go to San Jose. I love playing at San Jose. It's like a playoff atmosphere every night. And so there's some places in the States that have some unbelievable fans, and it's pretty much the same, though.
Well, thanks for taking time. You guys just came off a long road trip. I sure appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
We've been talking to Brandon Siegel, the captain of the Rockford IceHogs, right here on Time Out with the IceHogs on News Talk 1440 WROK.
You've been listening to Time Out with the IceHogs on WROK, featuring interviews with players and coaches from the Rockford IceHogs, proud AHL affiliates of the Chicago Blackhawks.